President Bush is back in Washington following a 12-day vacation spent mostly at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. At the White House today, the president told reporters he has seen great progress in the war on terrorism, but that progress also needs to be made at home by helping people to find jobs in a recession. He also promised to renew his push for Congress to pass an economic package. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president returns to the White House mindful that the American public has given him sky-high approval ratings thanks to his handling of the war. But polls also show growing concern about the state of the U.S. economy. The nation's jobless rate is at 5.8%, the highest it's been in 6 years. So it's no wonder that the president's first meeting back on the job was with his economic team, with a special guest appearance by Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. In a brief question and answer session prior to the meeting, the president said he wants to work with Congress to figure out ways to give the economy a boost.
The cornerstone of any good policy is going to be to take care of, help people help themselves. Take care of those who may have lost their job as a result of 9/11. But always remember the most important thing for those who have lost their job is to be able to find work. And so the question I'm going to ask, and the question I hope Congress asks, is how best to create jobs.
The president said he was frustrated when Congress failed to enact an economic stimulus package he supported before going out on holiday break. The White House and Democratic leaders differed over how to help provide health care for unemployed workers. Now the president says he wants Congress to take up the idea of a stimulus again, but he says he'll put his new proposals in his new budget, meaning they wouldn't go into effect until the next fiscal year, which starts in October. The president also said the defeat of the stimulus package in December was a result of partisanship in Washington.
I hope that when Congress comes back, they will have listened to their constituents and that Congress will realize that America, like me, is tired of partisan bickering, that we ought to come together, we ought to unify around some sensible policy. And not try to play politics with tax relief or for that matter, economic stimulus packages.
This is an election year for Congress, and the economy could prove to be just as important as the handling of the war on terrorism for voters. Given that, debate has already gotten heated over the president's economic policies. In a speech Friday, Senate leader Tom Daschle said the big $1.35 trillion tax cut the president pushed through last year actually hurt the economy and is responsible for virtually wiping out the federal budget surplus. The president countered over the weekend that such talk sounds like Democrats want to raise taxes. They have made no such proposal. Still, the president had this warning at an event in the city of Ontario, California.
There's going to be people who say we can't have the tax cut go through anymore. That's a tax raise. And I challenge their economics when they say raising taxes will help the country recover. Not over my dead body will they raise your taxes.
There was no such campaign-style rhetoric at the White House today, but the president did say that it's okay for the country to run a deficit at a time of war, national emergency, and recession.
So I have no problem figuring out ways to win the war, figure out ways to protect the homeland, and those will be the priorities of my budget, and at the same time, and spending the money necessary to do both. And at the same time, recognizing that we may not balance the budget for this year.
As for tax cuts, the president says he is convinced that more are needed to help the economy. He also made one prediction today, stating that he is optimistic that 2002 is going to be a better year than 2001. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.